Ariel Sharon died, former Prime Minister of Israel. He was in a coma since what year? 2000 what?
8 years.
He's in a coma for 8 years. At the end of this long piece in the Wall Street Journal, it says, early in 2013, his doctors announced the tests had shown that despite remaining in a coma, Mr. Sharon showed significant brain activity, but he never regained consciousness. What does that mean? Is a person in a coma aware of what's going on, but just they can't move a muscle? They can't express themselves? They can't groan? There's a lot of brain activity. Well, it might be the brain activity of dreaming. I tell you, though, it's a scary thing to me, and I don't get scared by much. Mr. Sharon's career spanned the history of Israel from its establishment in 1948. As a soldier, he commanded troops in every major conflict through the 1973 Arab-Israeli War, when he encircled Egypt's Third Army in the Sinai and was hailed at home as the King of Israel. He was Minister of Defense during Israel's 1982 invasion of Lebanon, an episode that left him tarred by a government commission that blamed him for failing to prevent the killing of a large number of Palestinian and other civilians in what became known as the Sabra and Shatila massacre. That massacre was by Lebanese Christians and others of those Palestinians in Lebanon. It was not done by any Israeli, but because Israel was in Lebanon for that war in 1982, they were blamed by an Israeli commission for not stopping it. And Sharon was the head of the forces then, or his minister of defense then. Time magazine at the time, or a little later, published a libel that he knew of it. And he sued Time. Did he win that lawsuit? I think he either won it or they dropped it. But that was untrue. The point I always make about it is, people don't know this, but it was the largest demonstration in Israeli history.